You are now listening to the one and only Nancy Ruffin.
You are tuned in to the Nancy Ruffin Show, a digital global classroom where individuals across all ages, backgrounds, and career levels tune in for guidance and motivation to live life on their own terms. Hosted by award-winning author, transformation coach, and the self-proclaimed Latina Oprah, The Nancy Ruffin Show is where inspiring thought leaders, modern-day influencers, and social game changers come to discuss their own personal journeys and have real conversations about the journey to success. It's where the next generation of leaders come to tap into their potential, ignite their fire, and expand their self-awareness. So if you're ready to power up and blaze trails of positive change, then you're in the right place. Let's get started. Welcome back, my loves. You are tuned in to another episode of The Nancy Ruffin Show. I am your host, Nancy Ruffin. And as always, I'm just so excited and so grateful that you have decided to tune in for yet another week of The Nancy Ruffin Show. I hope that you guys had an amazing weekend. I hope that you woke up this morning feeling excited about life. Regardless of what's happening in your life, whether it's good, whether it's not so good, whether you're struggling in a certain area in your life, I hope that in spite of all of that, you can take a moment to recognize that even in the midst of that, just how blessed you are. The fact that you even woke up this morning is a blessing. If you have family who loves you, that is a blessing. If you have a job to go to this morning, if you have work that pays you and that allows you to support yourself and your family, that is a blessing. Whether you like that job or not at this moment, I think is not as big as just being grateful for the fact that you have the job. Because just imagine how much more stress you would have and you would feel if you didn't know where your next meal was coming from, or if you didn't know how you were going to pay your rent at the beginning of the month, or if you couldn't provide for your family, right? So in spite of whatever it is that we're going through, there's always a silver lining, there's always a blessing, there's always something to look great, to be grateful for. And I talk about gratitude, you know, a lot because as I shared this past weekend at my vision board workshop, it is when we're operating within that state of constant gratitude that we are acknowledging all that God has blessed us with. And when you are grateful for what you have, then you will be blessed with more. But if you don't appreciate what you have, if you complain about what you have, if you don't take care of what you have right now, then how could God trust you with more when you're not even grateful for what you have right now? And I know that for me, I live in a constant state of gratitude because I understand that things could always be worse. So if you find yourself in a situation that it isn't ideal, right? That when you think about it, it could be better. Remind yourself that it could also be worse. So be grateful for where you are at this present moment. And if there's something that's happening in your life that is within your control, then you do something to change it. And if there's something that's happening within your life that is beyond your control, then pray to God. Have a conversation with God and give him all of your stress, all of your anxiety, all of the things that you cannot control, and let him move in your life. You know, because as much as we want to change certain things, there are certain things that are beyond our control. And when we find ourselves in the midst of that, we have to recognize that we can't control it, that we can't change it, but we can change our outlook on it. And we can change how we move within that constraint, right? So this is just something for you to think about. take a moment this morning to just be grateful. Just say thank you. Take a deep breath and be thankful for the ability to breathe. To breathe on your own without the assistance of any machines. Be grateful for the fact that you're able to move your arms and your hands and your feet, and you can take a step forward, and that you can touch your head, and you can massage your face, and you can pick up a book and read it. So many small things to be grateful for that we take for granted so often. And there's someone somewhere at this very moment praying for the things that we tend to take for granted. So I don't want to bring you guys down. I actually just want, you know, to uplift you and help you recognize that you already have so many blessings in your life. You know, so much has been happening in my personal life, in my career. I mean, we see everything that's happening on the news. We're in the middle of, you know, an election year. Bloomberg has just recently joined the presidential race, and you know, there's a lot of controversy around him just because of his track record as the mayor of New York City. He had some really controversial policies. You know, he was the one who really went full force with stop and frisk, you know, in New York City. As a result of that, so many innocent black and brown people ended up, you know, in the prison system. We know Kalief Browder was imprisoned without any really just cause. And that experience traumatized him so much that when he finally got out of jail, he ended up committing suicide, you know, and all of those things were a result, to some extent, you know, of the stop and frisk policy. And so Bloomberg is really getting a lot of, you know, backlash for that. And, you know, as it always is, whenever these politicians, you know, step into the bigger arena, right, when they're running for president, everything that they've done comes to light. But I will tell you that after Trump getting elected, you know, to the presidency, to me, there's nothing that could prevent someone from becoming president, because Donald Trump, in my opinion, is not fit to be the president of the United States. Morally, ethically, he's a man of no values. He's very egocentric, and he runs this country based on his own ego and not on what is best for the citizens of the country. That's all I'm going to say about that. I'm trying to keep my politics, you know, separate and to myself, but it was something that I really wanted to share just because it is major news, and it's something that we're constantly seeing, you know, on the TV and reading in the papers and seeing on social media. And this past week, they actually had, you know, their debates, and Bloomberg bombed, you know, for those of you who saw it. And so I just wanted to kind of just talk a little bit about that. But really, this week, what I wanted to focus on was how we as individuals often, you know, set goals, and we say we want to do things, we want to accomplish this, we want to accomplish that, but not that many of us, right, or rather a handful of us, are really willing to do what it takes to make those things happen. You know, and a lot of times when we're going after our goals and when we're pursuing these things that we want to pursue, there is a level of sacrifice that goes into that. And sometimes, you know, people don't want to sacrifice for what they want. And sacrifice oftentimes comes in the form of your time, certain resources, money, you know, all of these things that you have to be willing to invest in order to make things happen. Not everyone is always willing to do. So when we come back from the break, I'm actually going to get into that and what it means when we say you got to do the work. So sit back, and when we come back, we're going to get into this conversation.
Are you tuned in? Because I am. It's the Nancy Ruffin Show.
Welcome back. Thank you for rocking with us. If you are new here, make sure that you head on over and you hit that subscribe button so that you will always be the first to know when a new episode drops. Additionally, if you love today's episode, if you've listened to past episodes and you love them, make sure that you give us a rating, leave us a review, and just let us know, you know, what you love most about the show. And if you have any topics that you would like for me to discuss that I haven't already talked about on other episodes, then shoot me a message. You can email me at nancy@thefiercewoman.org. And for those of you who may not know, I am the founder and CEO of the personal and professional development organization, The Fierce Woman. FIERCE is an acronym which stands for Females Inspiring, Empowering, Recognizing, and Cultivating Evolution, not just of themselves, but of each other and of the communities that they represent. And so that's what it means to be a fierce woman. And as the founder of the organization, everything that I do, from this podcast, from my workshops and seminars, from the books that I write, are really centered on helping women just tap into that fierce, God-given power that they were born with. Oftentimes, life just, you know, forces us into this oblivion where we somehow lose sight or forget about how powerful we really are. And we start living our lives not for ourselves, but we start living the lives that others want for us or think that we should be living. And somewhere along the line, we tend to lose ourselves. And so the work that I do is really centered on helping us reconnect and rediscover, you know, those things that we love, the things that we're passionate about, and really identify what is that gift, that unique gift that I was given, that I can give back to the world. You know, so if you haven't connected with The Fierce Woman, head over to our website, thefiercewoman.org. Make sure you subscribe to our mailing list so that you can be in the know, you know, when our workshops are coming, our seminars, where this year we're doing a lot. We're expanding our actual services. And so we're going to be launching a branch of The Fierce Woman that's going to be specifically for millennial women, you know, that age group. I don't even know the age millennials start. I guess what, 25 to like 35. And that's going to be led by Jessica Martinez, who is the program director for The Fierce Woman. And we're just really excited about that because we understand that 42-year-old me may not understand what the 25-year-old woman, you know, is going through and the tools and resources that they might need. So Jessica's going to be spearheading that. We're super, super excited about that. We're also, in the very near future, going to be launching a Fierce Woman membership. And really what that means is that it is giving access to women all across the country, all across the world, who have reached out to me saying that they want to be a part of this organization, that they want to be able to have access to the tools and to the resources and to the things that I'm sharing when I'm having my workshops and my seminars, but because they're so far away, they can't attend in person. So the membership, we're going to be giving access to those tools that I share when I'm having the workshops, when I'm having the seminars, when I'm having these events, the books that I provide, the articles, the worksheets, ebooks, all of that is going to be available on the membership site. In addition to that, you're going to get discounts on Fierce Woman merchandise. You'll get 25% off on tickets for any Fierce Woman event that we have. You're also going to get first dibs on all of this stuff. So even before we send any of this out into the public, our members are going to have access to it first. We're also going to be having bi-monthly webinars. Every webinar is going to tackle a different subject, a different topic. We're going to have monthly check-in video calls. So it's kind of like an accountability group where we're holding each other accountable. We're going to, it's like group coaching, you can say. And it allows me to be of service to many more women that I would normally have access to within the limited space of these workshops and these seminars. I mean, there's a whole bunch of things that you guys are going to get for the low price of $14.99 a month. That's really less than $1 a day for the month. It's like, if you average it out, it's like 50 cents a day that you're paying to have access to this. And every single month, we're going to be adding new resources. So it's not like you're just paying this, monthly and you're getting the same old stuff. No, every single month, we're going to be adding new things. We're going to be adding new videos. We're going to be adding new audio messages, new worksheets, new books, really things to help you really grow yourself personally and professionally. There's two, within the membership portal, we have two separate pages. One page is going to be strictly personal development resources. The other page is going to be strictly professional development resources. Then we have another page where we're going to have our videos. And here, these are going to be really useful videos for you as it relates to your own personal and professional development growth. So stay tuned for that. That's happening February 29th. If you need any more specifics, please reach out to me, reach out to Jess. We'll be more than happy to provide you with whatever information you need. And everything will be available on the website. So make sure that you become a member, tell your friends. It's really, our goal is really to create a global community of women, of sisters, who we can really tap into as we continue on our own journeys, whatever that may be, so that wherever you are in the country or in the world, there is a resource for you to get in contact with. And that really is our ultimate goal. So with all of that being said, let's get to the main topic of this week. What does it mean when we say you got to do the work? I'm always saying that, whether it's on my Instagram, whether it's in my workshops or in my videos, I always say that nothing manifests on its own. We can create the vision boards, we can place the images, on these boards, but if we hang the board on our wall and we just look at it every single day, those images are not going to miraculously just manifest from one day to another. The board, what that signifies is a daily reminder of the work that we have to do every single day to make those things come true, right? So it's not enough to just glue the images on the board, but what steps are you taking to make that happen? What actions are you doing every single day so that by the end of the year, you can look at that board and say, yes, I manifested this, I manifested that, this got done, that got done, right? Without knowing what you're supposed to be doing, those images stay images. So back in, when did I write this book? I wrote Live on Purpose back in 2016. And the whole premise of the book was really to help you, one, identify your purpose, and then identify the action steps that you need, to make your dreams, quote unquote, come true. And in chapter 8 of the book, it's the chapter where I'm talking about putting in the work and doing the work. And I'm going to share this quote because I think that it's really important. And it puts into perspective really like what happens when you do the work or when you don't. And so no action steps, no action, no results. The actual outcome of any idea is dependent on the action steps that are taken and completed by you. So what does that mean, really? It means that in order to get from point A to point B, you actually have to pick up your feet and take a step, regardless of what point A is or what point B is. If you're not moving, physically doing something, you're never going to get to where you want to go. You know, and often for me, I say that the only thing greater than my ambition is my hustle, because it's not enough to just have a vision or to have a great idea, but we have to actively be working towards making that vision a reality if we want to see the results. And what does that mean? What does it mean to put in the work? It means that you have to figure out what needs to be done to get there. Once you figure that out, what resources do you need to make it happen? Is it going to require an investment of your time? Yes. Is it going to require a financial investment? It might. Is it going to require you learning a new skill or getting educated on what is necessary to make that happen? All of these things are things that you have to start taking action towards to understand how you're going to get from the starting point to your end point. You know, and this past weekend at the Vision Board workshop, I challenged the attendees that when they thought about their goals and when they thought about their vision and about the things that they want to accomplish just throughout their life, I challenged them to really dream big. And I often say this, if you can accomplish your dreams on your own by yourself, then your dreams are not big enough. You should be having huge visions, impossible dreams, things that when you think about them, you cannot even comprehend how it's going to come into fruition, right? But those are the dreams you should be having, because those are the dreams that can't come true without God. Your dreams should be so big that the only way that they can become a reality is with God. And so I talked about how almost everything that we're using in today's society at one point was non-existent, right? So for example, from the microwaves we use to our laptops, to our smartphones, even the internet and social media, all of these things at one point were just an idea in someone's mind, right? They were a dream, a thought, a vision. When people were thinking about these things, I'm sure that they had no idea how this was going to manifest. And yet and still, here we are, super dependent on our smartphones. Everything we do is on a computer. We cannot live without the internet. As soon as we get somewhere, we're looking to connect to Wi-Fi, you know, and 20 years ago, this was not the case. You know, but if these individuals would not have had the foresight or the vision to really dream bigger than what their mind could understand, then we would not have any of these things today. And so this is the same thing that I challenge you all to really think about when you're thinking about the kind of future you want to have and the dreams that you're having. Like, are your dreams big enough? You know, are they so ridiculous and so impossible that you can't even understand how they will become a reality? And if they're not, that's what they should be. You know, and so when we look at all of these other inventions, where do they come from? What was it that took that idea and turned it into something useful and tangible? And the answer is really simple. Each person, each inventor did the work. From creating a prototype, to obtaining a patent, to getting it on the market, all of that requires work. And without rolling up your sleeves and actually working, your idea, your vision, your dream will remain exactly that. I mean, my husband is a huge fan of the TV show Shark Tank, right? And it's something he watches all the time and it's always on in our house. But these are people, you know, who go on this show with nothing but an idea. you know, something that hasn't been thought of, or maybe it has been thought of, but they have thought of a better way to do something. And they're out there and they're putting themselves out there and they're doing the work and they're creating the prototypes and they're doing all of this stuff because they believe that they have something great to offer the world. And they're doing whatever it takes to get it out there. You know, so I challenge you to think about your own self. Like, how hard are you really working for the things that you say that you want? Right? You created your vision board. Look at that vision board. What have you done today, you know, to get you a step closer to manifesting those images that you put on your board? Like, I can't begin to tell you how many emails I receive from individuals inquiring about how to get started writing a book. This is something that I get all the time. And it just always leaves me dumbfounded because they don't ask me about the actual writing process, but instead are more interested and concerned with the publishing process and how to get their book out to the public. So usually one of the first things I ask when they reach out to me about publishing, about how to get their book published, I ask them if they've completed their manuscript. And 99% of them haven't even started. You know, and so when I hear that, it's like, why are you wasting your time and my time about a process when you haven't even put in the work? You haven't even written a page. You haven't written a sentence. You haven't written a word. And yet you're concerned about what are you publishing? Like, what are you publishing when you haven't written anything? So I always tell them, get back to me once you've actually written something. Because contrary to what people may think about writing, writing is more than putting words to paper. Like, we can all do that, right? Because we all went to elementary school. We learned our ABCs. We know how to put a sentence together. But writing in a way that's going to engage an audience and want people and leave people wanting more is an art form. And it requires practice. And what I'm trying to say is that you're not going to be a great writer your first go round. Not even the great writers were great when they first started. You have to invest in your writing craft like you would anything else. You have to put in the work. I mean, let's take Kobe Bryant, for instance. He was gifted, you know, with this incredible talent of playing basketball, but he got great because he practiced every single day, because he outdid himself, because he was always trying to be better than who he was yesterday. And he didn't get that way by just sitting back and not doing anything. He got that way because every single day he would wake up and put in the work necessary to make himself greater. You know, so whatever it is that you're doing, whether it's writing, whether it's painting, whether it's, you know, going to school or you want to open your own business, you got to get up off your booty and do the work. And you have to invest in yourself so that you can become better. You're worth the investment. You're worth it. We spend so much time worrying about how we look on the outside. We go get our hair done. We get our nails done. Make sure that our feet are looking good when it's summertime. Because, you know, you need to have a fresh pedicure, manicure. We will spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars on makeup and jewelry and Louboutins and Gucci belts and Chanel bags and all of thousands of dollars to make ourselves look great externally. Meanwhile, we won't invest $200 for a workshop, right? We won't spend the $14.99 for the Fierce Woman membership because it's too much money, you know, or whatever excuse that we give ourselves to not invest in making ourselves good on the inside, you know? And so we have to take ourselves more seriously. We have to believe that we are worth the investment, that what we're investing into ourselves is going to have such a great return on investment. Because I will tell you that when you invest in yourself, you can only get greater. Okay, you're going to invest money on cars, on clothing, on jewelry, on all of these things that give you nothing back for your investment. You get nothing from that. because the car depreciates as soon as you drive it out the lot. Those Louboutins that you're spending hundreds, thousands of dollars on, eventually, you're going to wear them out. Hundreds of dollars that you spend on makeup, you wash it off every single night, right? The clothing that you buy eventually is not going to fit you. You know, so you have to start being smarter about the things you're investing in and the things that you're giving your time to. Netflix and chill should not be an everyday occurrence. All right, I don't encourage anyone to sit and binge watch TV or binge watch their life away all the time when there's so much more productive things you can be doing. Not to say that you should never do that, because we all do need our downtime, myself included. But what I'm saying is you have to be intentional with how you're spending your time. How are you putting in the work? What are you physically doing to make your dreams happen? You have to do it. You can't make excuses. Because I will tell you that time is going to pass anyway. So why not pass the time actually doing something that's going to get you somewhere? And this is what I really want to leave you with this week, you know? And as you start your week, what are you doing this week to get you one step closer to your goals? What are you doing today? What are you going to do in the next hour? I challenge you. Write it down. Write a to-do list. Like, I'm going to do this today. And don't put a to-do list of 10 things. Jot down 3 things. 3 things you're going to do today. You know, and if you can't do 3, then do 2. And if you can't do 2, then do 1. But do something. Take action. Invest in yourself. You're worth it. Until next time, mi gente, this is your girl, Nancy Ruffin. This is the Nancy Ruffin Show. Go out there and crush those goals.
Thank you for listening to the Nancy Ruffin Show.